KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, the high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A family dog's attack on a 7-year-old boy Thursday evening resulted in the child's death. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says authorities were notified about the incident just before 5 p.m. The incident occurred at 709 Glen Avenue in College Springs. The unidentified child wasn't breathing at the time. When deputies arrived, EMS workers from Clarinda and College Springs were administering CPR to the 7-year-old boy. Clarinda EMS transported the child to the Clarinda Regional Health Center, where he was pronounced dead at 5:50 p.m. Now, the name of the victim and his family were being withheld as of this morning, pending notification of relatives. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a robbery that took place Thursday night. Officials say 20-year-old Jimmy Jackson of Council Bluffs was driving around the area of 9th Avenue and Ash Street at around 10 p.m. Thursday when two black male teens in the vehicle with him allegedly robbed Jackson of his wallet and cell phone. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728. A former Council Bluffs man is on trial in Nebraska, accused of hiring an acquaintance to burn down his troubled manufacturing business near Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, to gain $4 million in insurance money. The Daily Nonpareil reports 52-year-old Thomas Schropp is being federally indicted on 6 criminal charges related to the arson of PK Manufacturing, a Nashville, Nebraska company he co-owned with his uncle. The trial started Tuesday. Prosecutors say the business was intentionally set on fire at around 3 a.m. November 20, 2008. Jurors will hear from more than 30 witnesses during the trial, which is expected to last a couple of weeks. Assistant U.S. Attorney Russ Mayer laid out the state's evidence against Schropp during opening statements on Tuesday, saying PK Manufacturing had been heading downhill for quite some time. He pointed to the fact that Schropp lost his largest customer in late 2007, causing sales to drop almost 50%. His tax returns for the year 2007 and 08 showed Schropp lost $254,000 in income due to his business. In 2008, Schropp owed nearly $5 million in bank loans. Mayer said that Schropp instructed one of his employees to inflate the value of his inventory so bankers would continue to work with him. And right before the business burned, Schropp had unsuccessfully attempted to sell it. A Crime Stoppers tip led the Washington County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office to a drug addict, Billy Richards, and his live-in girlfriend, Julie Winkelbauer. Schropp asked Richards, who is a painter, to stop by his business during the summer of 2008. And Mayer says that when Richards arrived at the manufacturing plant, Schropp told him his job wasn't about painting, it was to torch the business. Schropp allegedly offered the man $20,000 to do the job. Richards has pleaded guilty to malicious destruction of a building by fire and is facing anywhere from 7 to 9.5 years in prison. He's hoping to receive a reduced sentence in exchange for his testimony against Schropp. Winkelbauer agreed to testify only if the government would not prosecute her. After the fire, Schropp filed a claim with his insurance company for about $4 million. The insurance company later denied the claim. Fire and insurance investigators declared the fire suspicious but couldn't determine the cause. The trial continues today and next week in U.S. District Court in Omaha. Another candidate has entered the special election race for the Iowa House District 23 seat. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Republican Keith Johnson of Mineola has declared his candidacy for the seat that was vacated by Mark Costello, who was recently elected to the Iowa Senate. Costello won the special election that was held for Senator Joni Ernst's seat after she was elected to the United States Senate in November of 2014. Johnson is a lifelong Iowan, a graduate of the Glenwood High School, and served in the Army in 1971. He graduated from ISU with a master's degree in civil engineering and has worked for General Atomics based in San Diego for 42 years. The special election for District 23 will be held February 10th. The 23rd House District covers Fremont and Mills counties and two-thirds of Montgomery County. Now, a GOP convention will be held tonight at the Glenwood American Legion Post to nominate the Republican candidate. David Seek of Glenwood has also entered the race. He was one of 7 candidates who ran for the Senate seat that Costello had won. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Joyce Ray, age 79, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Cincinnati, Ohio. Funeral services for Joyce Ray will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leonard Heller, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Heller will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin Hylison, age 86, of Kirkman, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Merlin Hylison will be held today at 11 o'clock at Irwin Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jimmy Kelgore, age 76, of Atlantic, died January 13th. Memorial services for Jimmy Kelgore will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Boyd Lewis, age 59, of Griswold, died Sunday. A memorial visitation for Boyd Lewis with the family present will be held today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Nancy Barnett, age 71, of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and formerly of Walnut, died Monday. Graveside services for Nancy Barnett will be today at 3 o'clock at St. Patrick's Cemetery in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Naomi Lorette Akers, age 84, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Akers will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Marjorie Johnson, age 81, of Messina, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Marjorie Johnson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Cheryl Liebeck, age 57, of Omaha, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Cheryl Liebeck will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jean Lynette Ohms, age 91, of Gretna, Nebraska, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jean Ohms will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Daryl Mendenhall, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday. No services are planned, but a visitation for Daryl Mendenhall will be held on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon. Louise McLaren, age 95, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Griswold Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Louise McLaren will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Dennis William Larson, age 62, of Erling, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Dennis Larson will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Audrey Meyer, age 100, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Audrey Meyer are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.